in the Menards film room. It's your Vikings radio network tandem, Pete Bursich and Paul Allen, ready for the Detroit Lions. We're going to look at some film in the Menards film room momentarily. How do the Lions play?
Oh, they play very well, Paul, and we all know them as a passing team, but this rookie running back, Amir Abdullah, he did some damage last week against San Diego, so the Vikings defense cannot just forget about the run.
Let's take a look.
All right, Paul, we know in the San Francisco game that they took advantage of us a little bit with these bunch kind of formations. So the Detroit Lions, they don't have three really good blocking tight ends. However, they can still kind of get us in that alignment. Now, this is Amir Abdullah's first touch in the NFL, and it ends wonderfully. So you're going to see the explosiveness of this kid. And this is what happens if you do not maintain gap integrity.
Oof.
He gets a hole, but look at it. One-on-one in space.
Eric Weddle.
Didn't even come close. And we'll see if we'll get a better shot of here from the end zone.
Well, look at this. One, two, there are eight guys in the box, so they're running into an eight.
Absolutely right. They're blitzing here. And what happens is you can live by the blitz or die by the blitz, as Mike Tice says. But this defensive lineman is stunting underneath, and he does not get to where he is. He ends up taking the easy route, coming outside. You have a backer off the edge, and now you got two guys outside the gap. And this is what happens. So if you give this kid a little bit of a window, he's definitely going to hurt you. So you see right here, he's able to see that coming.
Ooh.
Now, you have two guys. Here we go. Two guys out here. That's loss of gap integrity. And then it allows him to get in space. And this move he puts on Weddle, Weddle doesn't even come within a yard of touching the young kid. So
wow.
Later on, this is San Diego. And we're going to see what the Detroit Lions do up front. And they're able to keep these big guys occupied, as you'll see here on the outside. Linebacker comes too flat, opens too wide, but look at the vision by this kid. He stays square, able to find that cutback, boom, get to the second level, and then pound forward for just a few more yards. So, conversely, on Detroit, this guy right here, this big fella right here, Haloti Ngata, and we're going to see what San Diego tried to do. They're so worried about the big man here, they're not paying attention to the defensive end. So you have two really, really solid run defenders right here. The tackle oversets. This is the exact same blitz that the Chargers burned the Lions on, but the Lions execute it very well off the edge. So San Diego, they try to run this thing again. It's the same kind of look. Jones comes underneath, and watch what he does when he gets to the ball. Boom, able to get that hand in there, fumble, turnover, back into the hands of Detroit. So Detroit has done a lot of nice things. Now, all right, we've seen a couple plays of what happens when you try to block Jason Jones with a tackle. Well, if you're going to try to do it with the tight end, you're going to get the exact same result. So San Diego, even though he's out here, outside the tight end in a wide nine, he's still able to do what? Come back underneath and make the tackle. So we're seeing what the edge rushers can do and what these defensive ends can do that we haven't seen so far. So you start worrying about the edge, you start worrying about Jones on the outside, you forget about the big man right here, Haloti Ngata, who replaced Ndamukong Suh. And this is what happens.
This is Ziggy Ansah.
Absolutely
too,
right.
Standing up.
You have another outstanding defender. And then you decide, okay, we're gonna one-on-one this guy over here. Turn the protection the other way. You can't block this guy one-on-one. Boom, comes off, makes the tackle. So their front four, their front seven still continues to be very powerful.
Mm.
So it's going to be kind of it's going to be a tough road, I think, just to line up and say we're going to hand this thing off and run it all day.
But with that said, Phillip Rivers threw for more than 400 yards, and wide receiver Keenan Allen had 15 receptions. So maybe the best way to beat the Lions is to throw.
Absolutely right. And conversely, for the Lions, they had two touchdown passes, one to a tight end, one to a running back. Calvin Johnson had two receptions for 39 yards. Is that going to happen 2 weeks in a row? No way. They're going to try to sling it down the field.